This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Another big merger in the news today. Cell phone provider Sprint agreed to buy Nextel in a deal worth more than $36 billion. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Lisa Napoli. Lisa, this has been in the news for a little while now, right?
Yeah, Alex, it has, but finally it's official and everybody in the industry is talking about it. The creation of what's going to be the third largest cell phone carrier in the nation. It'll be called Sprint Nextel, and it'll have 38 million subscribers.
That's pretty good. So why are these two getting together?
The two sides, Alex, need each other. The phone business is changing about as fast as your average teenager can download ringtones. Being able to carry music on your phone, take and send pictures, going online with your phone, it's a big part of what this is all about. Nextel's been the smallest of the national carriers. It's got a fiercely devoted lot of customers. They make that push-to-talk, walkie-talkie feature that has made Nextel really popular among contractors and salespeople and film crews. They're also annoying for those of us who have to listen to them, but that's a whole other story. They've got that enormous sponsorship in NASCAR that gives them enormous visibility, and they make more money per customer than all of the other carriers. But they needed better infrastructure. That's something money can't even buy right now with limited bandwidth. And with Sprint, they're going to get that. The two companies do use different platforms to carry their calls, so this is sort of a mixed marriage. With any marriage, of course, this will save the two companies money, capital, and operating expenses, meaning you can almost predict there will be layoffs at some point in the future. Sprint, meanwhile, will use this power as a way to separate itself from the old-fashioned landline business. They're going to spin it out as a separate company with its own stock, and that's yet another sign that the landline business is old news and the cell phone business is the plum.
So what are the challenges for these two companies as they go ahead as one company?
Well, like we talked about the other day, Alex, with the buyout by Oracle of PeopleSoft,
yes.
It's always a challenge to merge two corporate cultures. There hasn't been the rancor there was with PeopleSoft and Oracle before they got to the altar. But in the news release Sprint and Nextel issued this morning, they talked about how this is a merger of equals, which is polite, even if it's not necessarily true. The fact that they're keeping both names is another show of force. And figuring out how to keep customers happy, how to unify billing, that's where these mergers get sticky. So we'll see what happens there. You know, no question we become dependent, Alex, on our cell phones when you see that today the FCC has been talking about whether we should be allowed to use them on planes.
Right.
But also today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're going to take a magnifying glass to this country's charter schools and see if they're actually working.
Thank you. Lisa Napoli of Marketplace from American Public Media.